So at a time, I will say it was very unfair to men. I would keep them in a friend zone just to keep my options open, which is hypocritical because I wouldn't want a man to do that to me. But I definitely took advantage of those things in my 20s.
Any man can give love where he's sure it's returned. That isn't love at all. But to give love with no thought of merit, no thought of return, no thought of gratitude even, that's ordinarily the privilege of God. And now it's your privilege.
It's selfish, and I think when a man respects himself enough to be like, don't keep me waiting, I'm not going to entertain you when you entertain me, then you can get out of the friend zone in a very quick way if it's done like tactfully. And it's like, listen, don't string me along, like this is what I want. If it's not you, just. And then I'm like, oh, well, I haven't seen you in this light, actually. I kind of saw you as someone who's always going to be there. But maybe the fear of losing you makes me assess like what you mean to me, or just the fact that you're taking on this more direct approach of like, I know you have a bunch of guys. But this is what I want, and I'm not competing with anybody. Don't waste my time. Bye. Then I'm like, oh. Hold on one second. You know, it's happened to me like one time. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but when someone respects themselves enough to speak up and say, I know the game that you're playing and I'm not going to participate, I'm like, wow, okay, I have to respect you because you're commanding respect.